Welcome to this special Think Tank edition of Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. The recent ASCO meeting in Chicago included a presentation that for the first time brings the anti-EGFR antibody cetuximab into consideration as frontline therapy of advanced non-small cell lung cancer. In a plenary presentation of the so-called FLEX trial, Dr. Robert Perker, who was interviewed on the current edition of LCU, presented findings in patients with tumors demonstrated to have EGFR expression by IHC. There was a modest but definite survival advantage to the addition of cetuximab to chemotherapy with cisplatin vinorelbine. A relevant data set from a phase 2 SWOG study published in July in the JCO demonstrated an improved response rate and survival in patients receiving another cetuximab chemo regimen, in this case carboplatin, in patients with EGFR overexpression by FISH. Dr. Tom Lynch, who co-chairs this annual think tank, discussed the FLEX paper at ASCO, and to start this think tank meeting, he picked a case from his practice to present to the group to determine how these data have affected clinical decision-making in the faculty. What made this think tank meeting all the more special was that it was the very first recording in our new research-to-practice sound studio in our main office overlooking Biscayne Bay and South Beach in Miami. With the faculty maybe inspired by our CME obsession, we began with Dr. Vince Miller's comments on the new biology of lung cancer and how tissue biomarkers fit in.
Guys in practice may have grown up with some IHC, but they certainly didn't grow up with FISH, CISH, and mutation testing. So there's a huge deficit in knowledge, and I think that's an unmet educational need that we should look at. That being said, IHC is probably the one test that could be routinely performed in community hospitals across the country as opposed to specific mutation testing and FISH for EGFR. And I personally am not sure that's what drove the positivity of FLEX or not. I think probably some inherent differences in the demographics of the patients, you know, the proportion of adenocarcinomas in Europe and the U.S., and perhaps smoking practices and things like that may have determined the ultimate outcome of the study.
So real practically, a doc in practice says, should I use IHC to determine whether to give cetuximab, assuming I can give it?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we've done. We're not doing it. We've gotten a few Erbitux approvals already through our providers, and they're not asking for it, and we're not doing it.
Are you thinking about anything else, FISH, other studies?
Well, I think we'll look at the data as they roll out in some of these other trials, certainly the SWOG data is interesting, but it's unclear yet whether that's a distinct population from the KRAS wild-type population. So certainly more likely to be helpful in my mind than the IHC test.
So Tom, what have you been doing since you saw the FLEX data clinically? Or are you considering IHC?
So as I put together in this case that you'll see in 2 seconds, which is a relatively new case, we did do IHC, and it was positive. I have to say, again, one of the controversies, I received, Vince, a very thoughtful email from Len Saltz from your institution, which was highly critical of the role of IHC testing in general. And Len pointed out that, he said, Tom, he said, we've been fighting this battle for years in colorectal cancer. And he said, what he's afraid of is that FLEX is going to set us back in the role of IHC testing. And he said, in colon cancer, we just don't think it's predictive in terms of degree of staining. I pushed back with Len a little bit and said, one of my concerns is, I think that we look at it slightly differently in lung, is that you're eliminating those 15% of people who have absolutely no expression by IHC, and that might be a group of patients who's not likely to benefit from cetuximab therapy based with chemo. So I think it's an area of great concern. We're testing for it using the DACO kit, but I know that this is something that around the country people are really struggling with.
Mark, what advice would you give to a doc in practice who says, you know, what should I send? Should I send mutation testing? Should I send IHC? What do you say right now practically?
I would echo Vince's comments. I think that there's a lot more confusion than clarity about what the proper thing is to do. I do agree with kind of the SALT stance, if you want to call it that, that it's not clear in colorectal cancer that measuring IHC correlates or detects the benefit from cetuximab. It may be the same case in lung, although we don't have enough data to say that. The FLEX trial was done. Actually, one of the nice things about the FLEX trial, it has brought up the issue of biomarkers in lung cancer, which is the right step forward. The data from the SWOG trial with the FISH data is very intriguing that it may enrich the population even more. But we have to remember that most of the biomarker studies we have in lung to date have been done on about 30 to 40% of the patients that have available tissue. We assume those patients are the same as the greater group, but we don't know that. One of the issues that often comes up is I've had a few docs say to me, I feel like I should do IHC, but I don't have enough tissue. I've got a small FNA. It's called non-small cell, but I can't do it. Should I do another biopsy and get enough material to do immunohistochemistry? I think the IHC thing may initially be driven by reimbursement issues that, you know, in order to get the drug paid for, you have to prove. I think that was the case initially in colorectal cancer. And so that may, unfortunately, although that's not a scientific approach, it certainly is the way that we may go in the immediate future. So docs from a business reimbursement point of view may be forced to be getting at least the IHC, although I think many people believe that there will be better markers down the road other than IHC.